Master Noakes being here to speak with me, saying that he was so willed by you, I do return him again, because I love not to have to do with men which be neither grateful nor easy to please. I assure you I mind to have no more to do with him, but to wish him well. Neither also with the Dean of Drusum, because under the colour of a sylph conscience he can prettily malign and judge of others against good charity upon a forward judgment. And this man you might see in his letter, that he cannot tell whether I be a dissembler in religion or not. But I have for 20 years to one kind of religion in the same which I do now profess, and have, I thank the Lord, passed no small dangers for it. And for my own part, if I should have passed more upon the speech of the people, than upon the service of my master, or gone about to seek favour of them without respect of his highness's sureties, I needed not to have had so much obloquies of some kind of men, but the living God, that knows the hearts of all men, shall be my judge at the last day, with what zeal, faith, and truth I serve my master with. And though my poor father, who after his master was gone suffered death for doing his master's commandment, who was the wisest prince of the world living in those days, and yet could not his commandment be my father's discharge, after he was departed this life. So, for my part, with all earnestness and duty, I will serve without fear, seeking nothing but the true glory of God, and his highness surety, so shall you most please God, and have my conscience upright. And then, not fear what man doth to me, for they cannot kill but the body, and he that seeks to save that with an impure conscience kills the soul. I would wish, therefore, as it is most decent in the service of all kings and in the commonwealth, that there were always a difference between such as sought their own before their masters, and such as for conscience' sake seek the advancement of their masters and country before their own. And the like difference to be always had between the wilful offender and transgressor, and those that be afraid to offend or break a law. Until this difference be better known in this commonwealth, and better observed with all degrees and states, the subversion and ruin of the same is not only like to follow, but the person of the prince in most peril and danger. Thus leaving to trouble you with this folly of mine, which, as I must confess, a folly, for that perhaps it is my fear alone, and that wise men see no such cause, nor doubt, I have thought to require you to bear with my folly.